614 1320 WILS. Well, you've heard of the dating app Tinder. That's where people swipe right or swipe left and potentially hook up with somebody. Well, now there's an app that does that for teens. It's called Yellow. My next guest says it's potentially dangerous. Alicia Bush with us, expert on teen trafficking. She's with treasuredvesselsfoundation.org, where they rehabilitate girls and women 12 to 17 who were rescued from sex trafficking. Alicia, great to have you on WILS.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
Yeah, and how do girls typically get involved, especially at that age, 12 years old, in sex trafficking?
Well, you know, the interesting thing is I actually went on that app and set up an account for myself, and it is geared, it wouldn't let me sign up unless I was 13 years of age, and which I found, I just created a fake account. And the other thing that was alarming was that it asked if you wanted to share your location. But then when I said don't allow, it wouldn't let me move forward.
Okay, Nate, so, how does the app work exactly then, once you sign up and all that?
Well, once you sign up, it's just like you mentioned, the Tinder app, where you can swipe right or swipe left. But I think Tinder getting some bad press, parents finding out about Tinder and saying to their teenage child, you can't have this on your phone. But when you find out, when you download the app and it's just bright yellow and it actually says the name is Yellow, you know, I asked a parent today, I said, would that be alarming to you and your 15-year-old son? And he said, no, that's not an app that I'm familiar with.
So when you're on there, how many adults versus children do you see on there?
Well, it's interesting because the privacy policy actually says that you can, if you're under 18, you can't talk to adults. And if you're over the age of 18, you can't talk to anyone under the age of 18. But like I said, I created several different age profiles, and everyone now knows my location.
So you created a teen profile? Were there were adults able to contact you at that point?
Yes.
Really? Okay. And what kinds of things were they approaching you on?
Well, I mean, typically it's, hey, you look really pretty. Where do you live? Your profile says it, so it says you're 13. So, you know, a 22-year-old can say he's 14, and he lives around the area in which my location says that I live. So just simple things. It's usually not so straightforward, you know, like, do you want to hook up? But it's always just this, especially in the trafficking arena, when we're speaking about human trafficking, these traffickers are really good at just befriending young teens by saying things like you're pretty.
How does it work, though, to go from an interaction online through an app like this to actually a teen ending up being in a trafficking ring? How does that happen?
Really simple, actually. You look really pretty today. Hey, do you want to meet me for ice cream at the Baskin Robbins? What are you doing on Saturday? You want to meet me at a park? And I mean, just really, really simple.
Yeah, but
at
what point? I assume the parents are there somehow. How do they get these teens to leave the house and that kind of thing?
Well, I mean, if you're a teen that can drive, then obviously you're going to drive to a park and think that you're just meeting up with your friend.
Are they kidnapped at that point, or what happens?
You know, about 11% of these teens are being kidnapped. They're actually thinking that this gentleman is their boyfriend, that he's a really good friend. And you know what? I just got in a fight with my mom. I'm going to say I'm going to go spend the night with Susie, but I'm going to meet up with this new guy, John.
Okay. So once that occurs, though, don't parents have a way, I mean, they can contact the police. Can't they get their children back home fairly quickly?
They can. It depends. I have one particular victim that had just that scenario. She was 14. She got into a fight with her mom. Said she was going to someone's house, where she ended up going and meeting this guy. The guy took her and said, you know, because of the pictures that you sent me on Snapchat and this relationship we've been having, you tell anyone, and I'll send all those pictures to your school. And so he proceeded to trick her into believing that she was the problem, and this is all her fault. And if she told anyone, then he would hurt her family or else.
Yeah, so you've got this app Yellow. I'm guessing there are many more out there parents may not know about. How do parents safeguard their kids, then?
Well, it's you know, you could go so far as to say no social media, but paying attention. I mean, you can, if you don't want them to have Snapchat, you can search their phone in the search window and say Snapchat. You know, even though it's hidden in another app, you can actually find it that way. But paying attention to who they're liking and who their friends are, because I know for my particular, my social media, sex trafficking is on there often. So because I like sex trafficking and as I'm looking through different apps, my Twitter is now feeding me porn and lots of different avenues to because of the things and the people that I follow.
That sounds like a frightening world out there. But to detach a teen from social media, is that realistic, really?
You know, it's not realistic, but it does take some. If you want to let your child have social media, then you're going to have to put in the extra effort to pay attention to what they're doing. I know a lot of parents have their phones quarantined at night, not letting them have the electronics in their room and different things like that. Not checking your kid in, checking your kid into the school that they go to. Right. Just being smart in that regard and understanding that these traffickers out there are not, you know, wanting to throw your child in the trunk of a car and kidnap them, that they're really trying to psychologically manipulate them into doing whatever they want them to do, leaving the home, running away, meeting whatever need that they're they see that the child needs.
Alicia Bush, expert on teen trafficking. The website is treasuredvesselsfoundation.org. Alicia, thanks.
Yeah, thank you, sir.
Well, 621, we'll be back in 30 seconds. Give us 30 seconds. We'll be right back.